Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay. We really... Hey, I ain't talking to you guys. Get your ass back over there. No. I got my dogs in there and the motherfuckers thought I was clapping for them. Listen. Tomorrow. When I was a teenager, they used to talk about tomorrow. If you live long enough, you're going to be able to see tomorrow. I know you don't really know what I mean, but let me explain. When, you know, kids, I don't know if any of you ever remember this, but not remember, but know this. Phones used to be connected to the wall. And they would have a really long cord so that you can carry it around the house. Or it depends if you had two or three phones, it kind of short cords. But what I'm saying is, you know, we riding around and people, commercials on TV and shit, commercials on the radio, they'd be talking about tomorrow. They were saying, tomorrow, you know, it's going to come a time where people be walking around with their own phones. And we, especially when we got to having money, because we had car phones, big old car phones, they're about this big, set in your car, and then you had a big old thing in your trunk that let you use the phone or whatever it was, I don't know, but any damn way. Tomorrow, everybody going to have their own phone. Man, these motherfuckers crazy. How the fuck a motherfucker's going to be carrying a phone around? We didn't believe it. But, lo and behold, started changing. And now I already then got me a car phone. And I still didn't believe they was going to make little phones where you can put them in your pocket. And, and we used to ride around bragging about it, being able to get a phone. We ain't one of them motherfuckers got to be wishing we had a phone, man. We got, you know, we talking shit. And lo and behold, we all got cell phones now. I'm living and I see what they said 50 years ago. We're doing it now. So what I'm saying is, that metaverse that we're supposed to be living in, I'm not living in, but we're going to be living in or dealing with, you watch and see. It's some future shit now. But in reality, keep living. You'll see this shit. They was talking about you could go to the fair and go to Tomorrowland. And Tomorrowland had these cars that would tell you, talk to you, tell you this, tell you that, all about your car, woo-woo. Didn't nobody believe that shit. Because we was looking at the Jetsons. And they had the shit that the Jetsons had. God damn, they had that shit. So I'm saying, live long enough, your ass is going to see tomorrow, too. Now, I ain't gonna harp on this, but I gotta say it. I'm just starting to get too many emails from dudes who got, you know, some kind of legal trouble for putting hands on a woman. Now, no matter how much shit you hear me talk, you don't ever hear me talking about putting my hands on the motherfucking woman to make my point. I leave them. That, I make my point like that. You got to understand what jail is. It's the means to an end to the motherfucking white man. And you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. But jail is just a fucking income for rich dudes. And it costs. It, I kid you not, you can look it up. That's why I'm saying this shit, because I looked it up. It costs $500,533 per year per inmate to house them motherfuckers at Rikers Island. Now, of course, we ain't in no Rikers Island. You know, that's New York shit. But what I'm saying is this. There's 5,000 inmates. And there's 8,000 guards or staff. Multiply 5,000 times 500,000, 533, and you're going to get a couple of billion dollars. And this is for one jail. There's jails all over the country. And we're not even talking about prisons. So what I'm saying, keep this in mind when you get ready to touch a motherfucking bitch. They make money on you. They ain't hardly going to be hesitant about putting your ass in jail so they can get some of that fucking money. Now, in the Las Vegas, might not be $500,000, but I bet it's a couple of hundred. I bet it is. I remember when it was $50,000. But, you know, that was years ago. But my point is that's a hell of a lot of money. And if them motherfuckers lighten up on arresting you motherfuckers for anything they can, they're going to miss this shit. Because they know when they fuck with you and you think you ain't did shit, you finna do some other shit. Get some goddamn resisting arrest charges and striking the police and all that goddamn shit. Fuck around and end up in jail for some months. Hey, four of you motherfuckers in there for 90 days, that's $500,000 to them motherfuckers. Come on, man. You think they ain't gonna do that shit? But you wanna fucking end up a statistic. Think they ain't gonna do that shit to you. I'm just glad I live long enough to see this day. Because I'm going to lace you motherfuckers if it's the last goddamn thing I do. Sidewalk University is going to be here. It's going to be where all of you motherfuckers want to go. And if you remember, I do have a legitimate master's degree in teaching and learning with technology, and a bachelor's degree in sociology with an education concentration. Those degrees are for the person who is interested in educating the masses. Now, again, I don't get mad or be mad at me because I'm sharp. Fuck. Probably 300 times sharper than any motherfucker you know. I'm so sharp that I told you all my plans, and most of you believed I was talking shit. I was. But that's why, that's really what I try to get you motherfuckers to see. You ain't got to be a faking motherfucker who can talk shit to these. See, I don't have to do no faking to be a motherfucker who could, like, do some shit to distract you while you do not really see my motherfucking shit working right in front of you. And then when it worked and I point it out to you, you know, you didn't see it. I don't need YouTube. I don't need YouTube views to roll, to be me. If I wasn't so lazy, I probably would do whatever it takes to get monetized. But that's like too much work for me. You know, see, you youngsters need to understand I'm old, but I'm sharp. I'm sharp as a tack. And I'm abba-dabba-da, God damn it. Add those two components together and you have a genuine motherfucker. Not some person who read what a motherfucker is. being reduced or watered down so that he could, you know, participate. I'm wise because I know the secret. All I need now and all I will ever need is my black ass. That's the secret. How you like me now? I didn't tell you the secret. Well, I told you the title of the secret. The secret is how you do that shit. How can you be the only motherfucker you need in your life for the rest of your life? If you want to learn how, goddamn it, come to Sidewalk University. And let me tell you something about the streets. There's not one CEO of a major corporation who doesn't play or employ street tactics in their everyday moves. They just call it something else. I don't know what they call it. Aggressiveness. A takeover. I don't know what they call that fucking shit. When you graduate to the next level, you got to become who that level accepts. You got to keep your identity, but you might have to go in a totally different direction than what your identity is. What the fuck do you do then? You do what I did. Because everybody say, all you have to do is reinvent yourself, John Rose. Because one was telling me that, they was calling me John. Because they was my old and dear friends. Just reinvent yourself. And then another friend, a preacher. Now, this was a preacher. Still is a preacher. I've been knowing him 60 years. Over 60 years. Because, shit, I knew him when I was like 4 or 5 or 6. Any goddamn way, we was talking and I was telling him, you know, Rev, you know, I can't reinvent myself. I just did me too long, you know. And this is what he said. Don't even try to reinvent yourself. And I said, well, you know, I'm going in a totally different direction. That's right. He said, reinvent yourself. Even though that ain't no such thing. Him saying that, re-intemp yourself instead of reinvent yourself. Him saying that some kind of way pumps me up. And I'm what you, I accepted that I was going to be what you would call a guardian of this Abadabra. And any one of you who's serious about this shit and adapt what you're doing with today's technology, shit, I'm on your side. My gripe is with these motherfuckers who come on the scene and try to change the rules. When Magic Johnson came on the scene, his shit changed the rules, but he didn't try to change the rules. No, he didn't change the rules or want them changed so he could shine. He used the rules. He used the rules of the game to make the moves he was making, and it was shit they never expected. And he was within the rules, and guess what? They learned another version of some additional shit for basketball. Because Magic Johnson started, well, he didn't start all that shit, because he did the whole motherfucker just died. I forget. I can't. Bill Russell. Yeah, see, that motherfucker used to do amazing shit too. You know, 50 years ago. But what I'm saying is, them motherfuckers created rules, new rules, because of Magic Johnson. Not because of him, but because of what he started. I did a lot of shit in my career. But what I did that you never hear about and made me a legend and got me enemies too is I bought my broad shit. And I did shit with them. They had apartments, furs, jewels, and the luxuries that you know, all you motherfuckers take for granted that I enjoy. I shared the wealth. I took those bitches to a new car lot when I got ready to buy my car and bought it. But the only way the dealer was able to sell it to me is if they sold me one that was on the showroom floor and they had let my bitch drive it off the showroom floor. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't know about you, but I did that one time. And it was the shit. I mean, damn, they opened them big old doors. And I drove my caddy off into the streets from there. Man, I felt... So I said to myself, when I start buying the business cards, I'm going to do that for them. That's a hell of a feeling to drive a new car off the showroom floor. Shit. The sooner you accept that a nigga is slick as fuck, the better you're going to be. The better off you're going to be. Just face it. You don't even need to try to compete with me. I'm too old. But you couldn't, you know, win. I know too much. It's unfair. You guys don't have to fantasize about somebody slamming my ass. If I stepped out of my arena, which I don't do, I'd more than likely get slammed. I'm Rosebud, baby, with two D's for a double dose of this goddamn shit. What's your fucking name? The bitch say, Jennifer Hudson. And she say, can you sing? Hell yeah, girl. I sang better than you. And she's like, oh, really? And I bust out singing, you got me going in circles. And the bitch started laughing. Now, I get insulted and started arguing with her about how good I started arguing with her. Oh, shit, man, I forgot to go with her. I started arguing with her about how good my voice is, and she keep laughing. You see, if I brag about something I know damn well I can't do, I'm asking to get laughed at. Now, how many times do you think shit like that happens with me? Motherfucker want to fuck with me, match wits with me, because all they're focusing on is I'm an old nigga. They ain't focusing on the sensei is always old. How could he be a sensei if he wasn't old? And can you whoop that sensei's ass? I was referred to as Miyagi in Karate Kid back in the day. Mr. Miyagi, I know you wouldn't do it, but does that mean the next jealous motherfucker won't try my ass? I mean, you wouldn't do it, but man, the next motherfucker, you don't know what they'll do. That's why I stay ready and I go hard all the motherfucking time. I go hard from Jump Street. Oh, I'm telling you this shit because you need to know things ain't going to stay the same. A whole bunch of shit is going to change. All you got to do is keep living and you're going to see it. You know, shit happens so fast now that you guys don't get a chance to see shit as what used to be. Maybe, you know, it used to be DVDs, you know, whatever they got now, MP4s, 3s, all that little shit. They probably got something newer than that, man. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, we got to get something straight. School is in, and don't motherfucking be late. I'm an old motherfucker, and I know it. I got hella game, and I show it. Young bucks want to fuck with me until they see. There's no way in hell you can say double D. I was blessed to be in the game and come out sane with all my facilities, and that translates to damn near capabilities. Some people think I'm crazy. Because the fool ain't going to be around me, you know, being lazy. They ain't going to get none of this game I got. I ain't finna share nothing from the school. I learned game from real motherfuckers who earned their name. And I've been a motherfucker since the age of 22. And you all should know, I have no motherfucking problem making an example out of you. Fuck with this old nigga if you want to. But if I was you, I'd go back to playing the video game. That's the only game you good at, so why don't you stick to that? I don't go out in my lane.
Help me! Help me! I'm fading! Because I'm old!
You know, like that witch on the Wizard of Oz when they poured the water on her? She started fading. She started melting away.
That's what I'm doing, because I ain't got no...
Listen, I just got in the news. Well, not just. I've been getting the news that I'm an old has-been. But I've been the difference. I'm not a has-been. I'm a have been. Check game. I have been living my life the way I want to. I have been doing that since any of you heard of me. I have been the same motherfucker since I started fucking around social media. And I have been dealing with soft motherfuckers on Facebook who get their feelings hurt by the truth. I've been doing that for over 15 years. And I have been a beacon of light for countless motherfucking brothers who was lost and found themselves through my course. I have been on the grind over 50 years of my life. And I have been my own boss most of that time. The only thing that has been about me is my life. And my life has been beautiful. Some of you motherfuckers are just funny to me. My skin is thick. You ain't gonna hurt my feelings. And I'll ask you again, why I fuck with me is what we talk about. And shit. I'm saying, why would you listen to my videos? Maybe that's why none of y'all calling. I don't fucking know. But I do know that shit. Motherfucker is not, and I repeat, a motherfucker is not really going to put himself in no position to where I'm going to lose. Maybe temporarily. I could be losing. But then, you know, I'm going to catch up. And why waste your fucking time with a motherfucker like me that's old, that you know what I'm saying, that you already know this shit I'm talking about. You know, I'd have to be silly not to know that, you know, how old I am, but I'm an old motherfucker doing what the fuck you want to do, whenever the fuck you wants to do it, wherever the fuck you want to do it, however the fuck you want to do it, and I don't do none of that unless I want to do it. That's me. Don't be mad at me because I don't live off YouTube views. I live off real live abba-dabba. The real live abba-dabba I acquired in them motherfucking streets of this country while I was pimping hoes. Don't you know, only the real motherfucker will have the number of haters I have. Haters are my Cheerios, and fake motherfuckers was my spinach. See, you got to think of yourself these many years later, and what do you see? Think of yourself at 70. And some of you silly motherfuckers think this shit's a game, but it's not. It's the game, not a game. PlayStation playing motherfuckers. Don't slip. than find your motherfucking self out here 20 years from now talking that weak ass shit you talking now. I wish all of you motherfuckers the best. But we all know many are called, but only a very few are chosen. So you motherfuckers can make sure when you get over me talking shit and you want to order my shit, just make sure when you order, you fucking goddamn put in the comments what you want. Don't just send me the money. Give me an email address too. I can't guess what you want, and I sure can't guess where to send it. I know you think I'm a real live genius. I'm not. I'm just amazing. And I know it's just that you ain't used to using information you get for your benefit. And it seems that as if I'm just amazing because you could use what I say. The truth is, what's amazing, I am not bullshitting with what I say. That is amazing. I'm the real deal, and however you try to get away from that fact, you're going to continue to run into people who claim to have the magic pill. But you're going to find that magic pill is in your mind. Male confidence 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, which will help you gain, use, and maintain real confidence. You know, people have been hearing about my course for a long time. And, you know, I just love it because word of mouth is better than advertising, but I think I might do a little advertising. But they've been hearing about it because dudes have been hearing people and asking them, man, where you get that confidence? And they say, man, I have motherfuckers with degrees from other universities and tell them they didn't learn shit there like they learned at Sidewalk University. Because what I teach, you can use right now. You ain't got to motherfucking wait till you find a perfect job or whatever the fuck. I don't hide behind the internet and give you fake phone numbers to call. You know, my course actually has a school. You know, so the finer details of what's being offered is taught there. And you know, my course is complete. And it won't allow you to water it down, or it ain't going to get watered down. I mean, you ain't going to get watered down information. You know, listen to any of the motherfucking dudes who claim, who make the claims that I do. And then listen to my shit from 10 years ago. And you'll hear them motherfuckers rehashing what I said. The problem is, since they didn't really have no real abba-dabba, if you ask them motherfuckers for any details, they're going to be stumped. And they're going to tell you some bullshit. Oh, motherfucker, whatever. That's when that particular motherfucker will show he's a fraud. You can't even answer shit. That's why they charge you for everything, because they got to go look it up. They got to go find it. When you ask them a question, I'll get back to you. Because they got to go look it up. Now, what I'm really saying is I don't lack in any way. And neither would you. Test me. I mean, you know, you motherfuckers can test me if you wanted to. 602, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud, man? I just wanted to call in and give you flowers, man, while you're here, man. You've been a blessed representation of this game, and you've been very informative along my path to success, and I just wanted to thank you.
I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, man, keep doing your thing, man. I always tune in every time you go live, man, and come get some of this game about you, man, and I appreciate you for doing it, man.
Love you too, brother. That's what's up. Hey, you guys. That makes my day. Every time I hear it, it makes my fucking day. Everything that happens is for a reason. You may not see it, but the reason gonna show itself. Nothing that happens in my life is new. I've experienced damn near everything, almost. I adapted to a new life of coexistence, you know, realizing I can't wake up anytime I want to and go in my office and start talking shit. I try to get used to that. You know, I'm realizing hella shit makes my life more comfortable. And so more shit is going to change with me. And I'm inviting the goddamn changes. I'm welcoming all the responsibility I undertook. Going back as far as when I left the game so I could raise my fucking daughter. The good thing is, you know, she and I are real tight. And, you know, I don't keep nothing from her. I'm sure she keeps hella shit from me. Because I'm a strict dad. So she probably got secrets like a motherfucker. I don't even go in her room. I don't want to see nothing. So what I'm saying is I taught her everything, and it's kind of cool to look at her now. See what she's doing, going to work, taking care of her own shit, mostly. But I'm not sure, but I think this is what I would call happy. Having some responsibilities that can't wait. Like taking care of your family. You know, I did think at one point, what the fuck am I doing? But I have so many things to step into. And some of it, you know, be some foul shit. And I hate to keep making blanket statements like that, but I know I could find a better way to do anything I do. This should be you saying that. Not because I said it, but because you should feel like that about yourself. And then not only feel it, go do some shit. I'm telling you. Goddamn, I got another call. Come on, 513, what's up with you?
Man, I'm listening to you, baby. I'm just letting you know the shit you saying ain't going on deaf ears. You know it's a different time you speaking and everything, but it's the same thing. It's this. I'm listening, man. Say it.
Right on. Okay, so check game. I'm glad you brothers listening, because I want you to understand this shit. I got so many goddamn things to step into, because I keep shit on my mind. I want to be busy, you know, not that I'm bored. I just want to be busy. I just know I could do things better. And I'm telling you, man, some of these motherfuckers are just too much. Now, I made a video about how to recognize fake gurus, and one of those motherfuckers messaged me and asked, why was I talking about him? See, what I'm saying is, the average motherfucker that do some shit like that is a punk. But this nigga put his phone number in the message and didn't make any type of threats or challenges, which kind of showed me he wasn't insecure. And guess what? I'm called him. I said that shit to say, since that guru's listeners, me and the guru kind of kicked it. And since his listeners watched that video, I received, oh man, so many calls and challenges. No less than 19 phone numbers was left. Now tell me, is that some weak shit or not? I mean, to me, that's weak, but... You know, these fools heard me say I respected them as listeners for being real. Then they all started hitting me with threats and challenges and shit. Am I angry to point out the childish tactics these motherfuckers be using on me? Am I out of line? If that's the case, if I call that some bitch shit? And to think, these motherfuckers think they men. Now, this guru dude, I'm telling you, I don't know if he behind them doing this shit, but me and him, we had a conversation. It was all right. These motherfuckers think they alpha men doing that baby-ass shit. But when you think of it, how else could they act? Most of them motherfuckers are following fake niggas who don't even know how to kick this game with a motherfucker like me. And any of you should be able to see the pussy shit these motherfuckers be doing. But if you don't, you don't. And it ain't shit I can do to help your motherfucking ass. Each day, I get closer and closer to one of my goals. I went to school to get degrees to pursue a life dream of mine. I wanted to become an elementary school teacher, practically third grade. And once I got my master's and went for my teacher credentials, they denied me based on a felony I had got in 83, and this was like in the 2000s. I fought it, got that shit expunged, and they still denied me. And I haven't been involved with the police since 83. None of that shit matters. So should I be fucked out all that money it took for me to get them degrees? Some motherfuckers would. But, you know, I'm used to motherfuckers making me have to go the hard route. So fuck no, they ain't fucking me. I came up with the confidence course. I came up with a school. I came up with a position to be teaching. I came up with what I needed to feel like me. And when I started this shit, I quickly saw that the dudes I was fucking with was square like a motherfucker and couldn't understand what I was saying, which is what made me implement my curriculum at Sidewalk University, because nothing is going to stop me from thinking. And when I think, I'm coming up with some sort of solution. Once I had enough motherfuckers, I was going to be ready to open Sidewalk University. Not with them motherfuckers, but once I had enough motherfuckers buying my shit, showing me my shit was the shit. And this all took, you know, 5 or 6 years to get going. And, you know, that was my dream job. But let's not forget, I've been living off the work that I put in, chasing my dream job. Otherwise, my dream job is paying me now. But when I was chasing it, I was making money doing whatever I was doing then. Shit. You don't have to give me credit. You don't have to give me no credit that I deserve. Because shit like that don't feed my ego. I am the only person on earth who can feed my goddamn ego. I'm the only one that can feed or starve my ego. And I stay full. Ego-wise, that is. And I stay that way by accomplishing big shit. I'm out.